Here's a truth that might sting. You already know what to eat. You know vegetables are healthier than donuts, that water beats soda, that walking beats sitting. Yet despite this knowledge, millions of people cycle through diet after diet, losing weight only to regain it, beating themselves up with each failure. The problem isn't ignorance, it's that we've been asking the wrong question. Instead of, what should I eat, we should be asking, why do I think the way I do about eating? This fundamental shift in perspective has quietly revolutionized weight management, moving from what's on your plate to what's in your mind. After decades working with thousands of people struggling with weight, from research labs to clinical practice, one pattern emerges with stunning clarity. Those who succeed long-term don't follow plans perfectly. They develop a different relationship with themselves, one built on understanding rather than punishment. Your thoughts shape your feelings drive your actions, and your actions determine your results. Change the first domino, and everything else follows. When asked what drives weight loss success, most people answer discipline, willpower, persistence. The real answer surprises them: self-compassion. Consider Katie, a lawyer who ate 3 slices of pizza after 2 flawless weeks. Her inner monologue turned vicious. You're disgusting. You have no willpower. Yet when asked if she'd speak this way to a struggling friend, Katie recoiled. Of course not. That would be cruel. This double standard reveals a critical misconception, that self-hatred fuels success. Research proves otherwise. People who practice self-compassion after setbacks eat less afterward and lose more weight over time. Self-criticism creates shame, which drives us toward comfort foods. Self-compassion means treating yourself like a friend, acknowledging difficulty, recognizing setbacks happen to everyone, and responding with encouragement rather than contempt. 4 thinking patterns particularly sabotage progress. All-or-none thinking sees only perfection or failure. Negative filter thinking fixates on what went wrong while ignoring what went right. Once makes always thinking transforms single incidents into permanent patterns. I overate at one party, so I always overeat at parties. Vague positivity, I'll do better next week, offers comfort without strategy. Matthew learned to pause after small indulgences and ask, what does this really mean for my plans? That question created space between thought and action, allowing him to choose his response rather than spiral. Dramatic transformation stories mislead sustainable change. Sustainable change comes from breaking big goals into small, achievable steps that get regularly reinforced. The research reveals a simple truth: behaviors that get rewarded repeat. The question, how did it go well, proves transformational. Understanding exactly how something worked provides agency over future outcomes. This demands specificity, transforming eat better into eat an orange at 10 a.m. on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. There's a crucial distinction between outcome goals, the destination, like lose 30 pounds, and behavior goals, the path, like pre-plan 3 dinners weekly. You control the path. You can only influence the destination. Effective goals follow the STAR principle: specific, exact actions; truly doable, building competence; active, what you will do; and relevant, personally meaningful. Habits transform difficult behaviors into automatic responses. Even when motivation wanes, established habits persist. Moviegoers consume stale popcorn simply out of routine. Success requires skill power, not willpower. Willpower depletes with use. Habits function automatically. Those who maintain healthy behaviors don't rely on superhuman self-control. They've designed environments where healthy choices become default options. We're trained to fix what's broken rather than leverage what works. Sarah, an entrepreneur, successfully navigated business challenges through perseverance and self-belief, but approached weight management by cataloging deficiencies. When prompted to apply her business success qualities to wellness, she experienced a powerful shift. How can I use what already works about me? Positive psychology identifies 24 character strengths across 6 virtues. Your signature strengths, your top 5 that come most naturally, are tools for navigating challenges, including weight management. Align your wellness journey with what makes you feel like your best self. If patience isn't your strength, use cleverness to turn meal prep into a puzzle. If you're naturally social, find group activities that energize you. Jim used gratitude to reinvigorate dormant zestfulness, giving him energy for weight loss. Jane used humor to reawaken kindness, watching comedies and sharing clips with her kids, which rekindled connection and engagement in self-care. Dormant strengths aren't weaknesses. They're waiting to be awakened. Ava avoided bright colors and social gatherings, postponing life until she lost weight. Yet, research reveals a counterintuitive truth. People with better body image at the start of weight loss journeys succeed more than those with poor body image. Hating your body doesn't motivate change. It prevents engagement in health-promoting activities. Weight loss isn't just about looking better. It's about function. You move better, sit comfortably, walk without breathlessness, play with kids without pain. Working with Ava meant helping her appreciate her body's current capabilities, how her thighs provided strength for nursing work, how her arms carried her children, how her belly protected her babies during pregnancy. Body image, how you perceive and relate to your body, profoundly affects self-worth. Weight stigma affects over 70% of American adults, leading to extreme thinking and avoiding activities. Developing positive body image takes time. Even deciding to try thinking differently is progress. Self-compassion and body appreciation lead to better outcomes than shame. Many believe they should handle weight management alone, viewing help-seeking as weakness. This isolation makes success harder. Research shows people with strong support systems lose more weight and maintain healthy behaviors. The key is being specific about needs. Instead of vague requests like, be supportive, make concrete asks. Could you do the dishes tonight so I can take a walk? Or please put cookies in the cabinet rather than on the counter. Most saboteurs genuinely want to help but lack knowledge about how. Setting boundaries by saying no isn't impolite. It benefits relationships when done thoughtfully. We often say yes to avoid negative feelings, leading to decisions inconsistent with our intentions. Effective refusals include being vague but firm, depersonalizing, deferring, offering alternatives, or suggesting flexibility. Don't postpone happiness until after weight loss. Research shows the opposite. Being happier now makes weight loss easier. When you're happier, you make healthier choices, creating a virtuous cycle. Gratitude, recognizing and appreciating life's good things, powerfully shifts focus from what's wrong to what's right. With practice, your mind naturally notices small joys that accumulate to significantly impact mood. As Krista discovered, I've applied what I've learned to my entire life, not just food. Even when life isn't perfect, I ask, what's one good thing happening today? The benefits extend beyond weight, my transformed mindset, how I move my body. It's been the whole package. Lasting change begins with a new way of thinking, not a new diet. Your weight isn't your worth. You deserve care regardless of the number on the scale. Mindset shifts like self-compassion, countering unhelpful thoughts, setting small goals, and finding support take time to develop, just like changing eating habits. This approach moves away from restriction and self-criticism toward compassion and mindful awareness. How you speak to yourself matters more than what you put on your plate. In a world that sells transformation through punishment, the most radical act might be treating yourself with the compassion you'd offer someone you truly love.